Will Secretary take the roll?
Chairman Tutfat.
Here.
Vice Chair Lake.
Here.
Senator Arson.
Here.
Senator Branny. Senator Erickson.
Here.
Senator Gillen. Here. Senator Kaufman.
Here.
Senator Van Dyke.
Here.
Senator Wittig.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Kendall, would you pass me the...
We have a quorum, so I think we'll do three bills. We'll do 245, 281, Senate Bill, and Senate Bill 383. What?
I pick up my...
Say it again while I'm...
245, 281, and 383, which is Lou Jones's Senate Bill 383. We'll wait for that one to last. The Senator Branny's here if we want. The other ones, I think, are pretty easy. The first one is revise taxpayer subsidies of electricity purchase from municipal utilities. Ed Buttrey's bill.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on Senate Bill 245.
Okay. That was that. Is there any discussion? Senator Lake.
Mr. Chairman, this is a very localized tax policy bill. I really have a very difficult time. And I would move to table. I was looking for somebody that wanted to jump in.
Senate Bill 245, the move to table, that is Ed Buttrey's, Senator Buttrey's revised subsidies of electricity purchased for municipality utilities. The move to table, we'll do a roll call.
I guess we can go voice vote.
Let's try a voice.
Let's what, try a voice vote. All those in favor of tabling Senate Bill 245, say aye.
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 Okay. We'll take...
We have to ask for the opposers.
Opposed. Other committees, Sanju doesn't, and he doesn't get any grief.
You're following Sanju? This is... Excuse me.
Well.
The wax well reserved. I know, they like Sanju.
But what happens if there was a dissenter?
Yeah.
They feel so out of place. They feel so ignored.
Yeah. Nobody dissents with Senator Sanju. All right, Senate Bill 281, revised laws on tax levies for definitions for health care facilities. Senator Taylor Brown's bill.
Move due pass on Senate Bill 281.
Senate Bill 281. We've got a due pass. Is there any discussion? Senator Lake.
Mr. Chairman, again, this is very localized, and from what I heard, there was solutions if they would just step up and do their own thing. I would move table.
Senate Bill 281 has been moved to table. This is, again, as long as we need. So, try another voice call vote. All those in favor of tabling Senate Bill 281, say aye.
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 All those opposed? So, anyway, which just leads us to actually the reason why we're here. Senate Bill 383, defined spot zoning, Lou Jones. And there are amendments, correct?
There are.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on Senate Bill 383.
Okay. Senate Bill 383 has been due pass. Is there a discussion? Senator Gillen.
Mr. Chair, during the hearing, I was, and after the hearing, I was pretty undecided on this bill. And then this weekend, I heard from some constituents in my district and some folks in Billings, and they have some real heartburn, particularly since, as Senator Lake has shared, they feel that this is really a situation specific to Great Falls as opposed to something that could have implications for zoning in the rest of the state. I just wanted to share that because I did receive a couple of emails, and this morning had a chance to call them, and someone in the land use capacity pointed out how it really was a localized issue, and I think that before we begin our deliberations, I would want the committee to know that. I would offer a substitute motion to table it if it would be accepted by the chair.
I guess that the table is non-debatable, so we'd have to vote on that, but I would try to resist that if I could.
Let's have some discussion.
You made the motion, we'll vote on it.
Commission wants to withdraw.
Pardon?
If Senator Gillum would like to withdraw.
Otherwise, we're going to go to a vote.
Mr. Chairman, if the motion has been made, which I don't know if it has, we're essentially debating a non-debatable motion.
Yes, we are. I mean, so she said if the chair will do it. And I'm looking at her and saying the chair would rather not. But there's a motion to table. We're going to go to a roll call then.
Okay, Senate Bill 383 to table. Vice Chair Lake?
No.
Senator Artson?
No.
Senator Branny?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Erickson?
Yes.
Senator Essman?
No, by proxy.
Senator Gillen?
Yes.
Senator Kaufman?
Yes.
Senator Peterson?
No, by proxy.
Senator Van Dyke?
Yes.
Senator Vincent?
No, by proxy.
Senator Wittig?
Yes.
Chairman Tetnik?
No. Motion passes. Am I right?
No.
Tied.
Okay.
Failed on tie vote.
When's the last time we saw Senator Peterson?
The psychic constitution.
The ghost writers. Block.
Psychic constitution.
Oh, okay.
You get 3/5.
Okay. The motion to table has failed, so now we're going to go to amendments. So are there amendments that will make this more appealing to someone?
Mr. Chairman, move to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn? No, that's...
Can't I make a motion to adjourn? We've done our business except for this bill.
I don't know. The chairman won't accept
that. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move to amend.
Okay.
This is SB, Amendment SB 38301 ALH.
Mm-hmm.
It's in front of us. It strikes subsection B. I don't think it's a bad idea to have the court's criteria written in the law. It seems like it would give... I'm looking at the wrong bill. Seems like it would give commissioners kind of a first look at, whether it meets the spot zoning criteria. I do, however, think Section B adds another layer to the commissioner's authority and power that I think is going to kind of get in the way of things. It goes well beyond what the court criteria was, and so I'm hoping we might be able to amend the bill and remove Section B and let the rest of the bill go forward.
Okay, so did we move amendment?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I guess I got looking and trying around. Okay, so we're properly amended. Okay, so we're discussion on Senate Bill 383, the amendment to Senate Bill 383. Is there discussion there? Senator Erickson.
Members of the committee, I'm all for having county commissioners make good decisions. But to make a decision on the basis of growth policy, I was once involved with a lawsuit on how to use growth policy. I wanted it to be used a particular way. And the basic idea that came out of that lawsuit was growth policies are incredibly general, and they give no particular power over anything. We are suddenly giving new power to growth policies that I don't think should be there in terms of interpretation by county commissioners or anyone else. So, why is this to the amendment? Well, we're getting rid of the part that says growth policies are to be used.
Thank you. I guess I would like to comment on that. I'd like to read four prior to the adoption of the proposed zoning regulations. That the county commissioner shall evaluate the regulations to assure that the process for zoning or rezoning pursuant to the regulations will not result in impermissible spot zoning. For the purpose of this section, impermissible spot zoning exists when. I don't see growth policy in there.
Am I misremembering?
No. Last one.
But that would be, that would be.
Compliance.
With compliance, I mean, but the growth policy then, so what we're doing is the top is trying to figure out. Substantial compliance, and then, so the commissioners, I guess, and I would speak to it. We just heard a case brought forth by Senator Olson, where the Supreme Court found that you can't have an absolute on landowners don't have the right to appeal, and that it's in court, and that they're worried that it's going to win, that the 50% of the landowners cannot protest and stop zoning. But the commissioners then, if we have three commissioners for it in an absolute, they can override that landowner protest. So we're giving the commissioners the right, the court is saying the commissioners have the right under that case to say that you can't, or I mean, they are the ultimate say in their county. In this case, we're saying the commissioners shouldn't be the ultimate say. And we have a lot of, as we were talking about, different words in here. You know, what is the expense, or what is the expense to the surrounding landowner? What is the benefit? What is significant and different from the prevailing land uses in the surrounding area? I mean, those are sort of subjective, or not sort of, they are. I mean, in Flathead County, everybody that I ever talked to is an expert in what spot zoning is when they want to stop a project. I mean, they all of a sudden, so at the end of the day, somebody has to define what significantly different is, and that's why I would think the commissioners would be the appropriate person, because they're elected, and if we don't think they did the right, they used the right determinations, they would be unelected, as they were in Flathead County, when they make improper determinations. So I guess I like the fact that the commissioners are in there to make that determination. Senator Wittig.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to vote against the amendment, but I will tell you that the reason you don't want the commissioners to be the ultimate decision makers, they are the ones that will be doing spot zoning to begin with. These first three criteria have been in the law for probably 100 years, and they were adopted by Montana and Little v. Flathead County. So if we approve the amendment, we just go back to the Little case, which is already the law. So I don't think it adds anything to the bill. The reason the whole bill is invalid is that it allows a county commission to not only spot zone, but then to be the ones who get to say it's okay to spot zone because they put in their growth policy that they may want to spot zone sometime in the future, or have the policy broad enough that it doesn't really designate certain uses. And then when they decide to spot zone, this bill will in effect give them a pass. I mean, the only people who spot zone are zoning commissions, whether it's the county commission, if they're the zoning body, or the city, or whatever. So, you know, I think that I understand the point of your amendment to basically take us back to the Little criteria and the current criteria, but if we were going to codify all of the common law, we wouldn't get done in 90 days. And so to me, that doesn't make any sense. So I guess my point is I'm not going to support your amendment or the bill, even if it's amended.
Senator Gillen.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, when I spoke with someone from our planning arena in Billings, and we were talking about the bill, I just want to offer this, is that it almost allows the county commissioners, with all due respect, to be both the judge and the jury.
Right.
And that is troubling to me, because while some people on this table may, this committee may say, oh, spot zoning, you know, we want to put some sideboards on it. I mean, I'm struggling with how to explain it. It's that the area that's being zoned can be for something that you really like or you really don't like. And I'm just a little bit concerned, I'm more than a little bit concerned, that the county commissioners then become the judge and the jury. And even though the amendment takes that out, we still, I think, are making a mistake. Because even though, with all due respect to the chair, people can vote out their county commissioners, it seems that that just isn't a very, you know, that's sort of a, like a way of last resort as a way to sort of add some sort of systemization. So I'm really struggling with this. Thank you.
Senator Wittig.
I should also mention, this isn't a development versus conservation matter. This is a process matter. And in the city of Bozeman had a case, and there's spot zoning, and there's also a thing called reverse spot zoning. Okay. And in the city of Bozeman, there was a piece of commercial ground, and they were going to build a big store. And right before they were to approve that site plan, they decided to spot zone it with what was called a big box ordinance that prevented any buildings over a certain square footage. Okay. This amendment or this bill would do exactly what Senator Gillen mentioned, which is that would give them an even greater defense against challenging that reverse spot zone, because they would say, but in our plan, we decided that maybe we don't want big stores in the entryway corridor. So, plus, we killed two bills because they were local in nature. This is local in nature. This is trying to fix a local problem. I guess I'd call for the question on your amendment.
I'm not going to take it because there's still more discussion. Okay. But this is a problem in Flathead County. You just said it was a problem in Bozeman. It's a problem in Great Falls. That's three of our large counties. I don't know if it's happening in Missoula. So obviously it's not local. And I come back, I mean, you spoke, you got the, in Flathead County, we have the planning board that would do that, you know, that would make those recommendations. I mean, and have, you know, there's a whole process that puts that zoning in place. So it isn't just the commissioners. But I would like to ask, if we don't have it be the commissioners that decide it's spot zoning, I mean, would you rather it's some judge? I mean, I look at them, they are the determining folks in the county that decide what land uses are. I mean, they're the people that are at the county, at the local people. I mean, if it's not the county commissioner, you'd rather be a district judge or the Supreme Court. I mean, and no criteria. I mean, Senator Kaufman or whatever first. But
well, Mr. Chairman, read each of the three existing criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those require a certain amount of discretion by the governing body. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability to not spot zone already by just applying the existing common law criteria against spot zoning. So they have the ability. And if they use that historic law and they still want to make that decision, then yes, it has to be reviewed by a judge or a jury. Because let's go back to zoning 101. It was really to balance various land uses so that things like factories weren't built in neighborhoods and neighborhoods weren't built next to factories. It was supposed to be a blending of land uses, okay? I think the three criteria that you have are completely adequate, and adding a fourth criteria, if you talk about litigation, let's pass this bill, and that fourth criteria will be litigated as to whether or not it is something that we want to add to the body of law. It will be up on the court's docket within a year. I mean, let's not mess with precedent, and that's what we're doing.
My problem is, and I'll come back, is that everybody on the Kalispell Flathead County Planning Board all thinks they have a definition of spot zoning. And and they aren't using these criteria at all. They have their own little thing, and they're not Supreme Court justices. So, and they all, whatever project they don't like, they call it spot zoning. And I could give you three or four different examples that are very absurd. I think we all kind of have a vision of what spot zoning is. So to codify what spot zoning is, I don't think is a problem, so that you can go to it and say, this is what it is. You guys are whatever you made up, but Senator Coffin.
Mr. Chairman, as I testified when I introduced this, I also don't think it's a problem to put little I, double I, and triple I in. But when you go one step beyond what is, and I also agree with Senator Wittig that it's probably not needed, but when you go beyond and you add another layer, then you invite, exactly, you invite litigation. First of all, should it even be in there? Second of all, how do you know what substantial compliance is? So you have the same group that's promoting spot zoning, then having to look at it, review it, and determine it if it's in substantial compliance. Guess what they'll find? It's in substantial compliance because they were the ones that proposed it in the first place. So I don't think this bill is solving the problems that you see out there. And I think it invites litigation. So thus my amendment, thinking that some of you might want to preserve those first three elements, and I think the argument that's not needed because it's in the law and why should we even do it is a good one as well. So that's my thought.
Now I'll take your question. If you want to call the question.
Oh, sure. I'll call the question.
Okay, there's a question on amendment to amendment SB 038301.ALH. We'll go to roll call.
Senate Bill 383 be amended. Vice Chair Lake.
No.
Senator Arthen.
This on the amendment?
Yeah.
On the amendment.
Yes.
Senator Branning.
Yes.
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 Here.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Say yes.
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 Senator Erickson.
Yes.
Senator Esmond.
No. Proxy.
Senator Gillen.
Proxy. Yes.
No.
Where are we at?
Senator Gillen.
Senator Gillen?
No.
Senator Krasner?
Yes.
Senator Peterson?
Yes.
Senator Van Dyke?
No.
Senator Vincent?
Yes.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Wittig?
383.
What was the last vote?
They voted Vincent, yes. Chaz and I already got.
Yes.
Chairman Tutbed.
Yes.
8-4 passes.
The amendment passes. So
the bill is amended.
It's okay. Senator Erickson moved Senate Bill 383 as amended. All those discussion.
Mr. Chair, and I, this has nothing to do with Senator Jones. I understand we do have concerns. I just, and I apologize, I did not bring forward a bill, so it's very, you know, it's kind of, well, how cheeky of you to criticize this bill. I don't think this bill is going to accomplish what we intended to accomplish. And I still, even with the amendment on, or the amendment on, which takes the last part off, I still think that this is not the right way to go. So I would urge everyone to resist the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gillen. Any other?
Question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor, are we'll vote now on Senate Bill 383.
That's a
roll call vote.
Okay, Senate Bill 383,
you
pass as amended. Vice Chair Lake.
Yes.
Senator Arthen.
Yes.
Senator Branning.
No.
Senator Erickson.
Yes.
Senator Esmond.
Yes.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Gillen.
It's your...
No.
Senator Kaufman.
No.
Senator Peterson.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Van Dyke.
No.
Senator Vincent.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Wittig.
No.
Chairman Tutbed.
Yes.
7, 5 passes.
Senate Bill 383 has passed.
As amended.
As amended, 7, 5. Thank you. Is there any other things that should come in front of this committee? All right. We'll give the room over to Senate what is it, transportation? Somebody's coming to the room. Highways and transportation. What, they're not?
They might not. That's good. Okay.
Sorry, Ron. We just didn't make that clear enough. But. Thank you.